Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Well, thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good, as always, to welcome you here today. It is the end of the week, but for us, the beginning of a new verse of Scripture. We're on our way through Genesis chapter 2, and yesterday we finished our discussion on verse 21, setting us up for verse 22. So let me read the Word of God to you and then comment. I am reading from the New American Standard Bible, Genesis 2, verse 22. The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. There are a couple of golden nuggets in this verse, and I want to lift them up for you to look at. The first one is this word fashioned. The first part of the verse says that God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man. We have translated this Hebrew word to mean fashioned, but it is better translated built. It is likely that even contemporary readers of the Bible at this verse will question what fashioned even means. So let's improve the translation and consider that God built into a woman the man's rib. This word build or built will help us to understand something about the woman as well. We should imagine that with the man's rib, God constructs the woman. God builds her. Sometimes we refer to the build of a woman. That is the sense of this. And we should add that Adam was like a building, not yet complete, until God built the woman to add her to the man. Together, they complete God's tower named marriage. God is the builder. I hope you captured that on a Friday. God is the builder. And so, as we often do, let's find this Hebrew word for built elsewhere in the Old Testament. And sure enough, we find it used in relation to the woman in a couple of compelling texts. The Song of Solomon, located in your Bible between Ecclesiastes and Isaiah, is a love song, a poem of the love between a man and a woman. In this context, we find two scriptures that speak to women as a building. The first is Song of Solomon, chapter 4 and verse 4. But I'm going to read chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, to give you a feel for how passionate Solomon is about the beauty of this woman that he will marry. I'm reading in the Old Testament, Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. How beautiful you are, my darling! How beautiful you are! Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats that have descended from Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of newly shorn ewes, which have come up from their washing, all of which bear twins, and not one among them has lost her young. Your lips are like a scarlet thread, and your mouth is lovely. Your temples are like a slice of a pomegranate behind your veil. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built with rows of stones on which are hung 1,000 shields, all the round shields of the mighty men. Wow! Ladies, has your gentleman spoke to you like this on your wedding day or since? As my beloved listens, please, babe, do not answer. Solomon really knew how to sing his love song, didn't he? That is quite the way to express one's love, and men, I have not written such a poem. Have you? I mean, I have written my wife poems, but not quite like this one that I've just read to you. And notice in the fourth verse this word built. That is our word. The love of Solomon's life was built. She was like a building, like the tower of King David. And who is her builder? Who constructed such a woman? God did. God is the builder of the building, who is woman. Song of Solomon 7, verse 4, your neck is like a tower of ivory. A tower, a building. The Lord God built into the woman man's rib. And then this same Hebrew word for built that is in Genesis 2:22 and Song of Solomon 4:4 is also in Proverbs 14:1. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1 reads, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands." There is the same word, builds. This indicates that the woman is responsible for building up her household. When God built the woman, he made a very important structure, indeed the foundation of the entire household. The woman he made is a very important person. And we will watch Eve in Genesis to see how she is the wise woman who builds her house that she shares with Adam. Even though in Genesis 3 she is the foolish woman who tears down, a true story for later. And while we are on the word build, built and building, let's draw in a little New Testament perspective here. And for that, I want to uncover our second golden nugget of biblical truth from Genesis 2, verse 22. This verse begins, "The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man," and then the Bible continues, "and brought her to the man." Robert Harbash calls this the first wedding march a bride ever made. If we had been there to observe, it is like God is the father of the bride, and he walks the bride Eve down the aisle to the waiting husband Adam. What a beautiful picture. Everyone loves weddings, right? I sure do. And this is the world's first wedding. God has built up the woman's body and brought her to the man whom God has also made. Well, this is a picture of the bride of Christ, the church, coming forward, coming down the aisle to meet the Lord. The apostle writes about the building up of the body of Christ. Listen to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. "For the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ." And then verses 15 and 16 of Ephesians 4, "But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." Did you hear the tremendous emphasis here on building, the building up of the body of Christ, to grow up, the whole body being fitted and held together, the growth of the body for the building up of itself? This is all reminiscent of Genesis 2:22. As God built woman and presented her to the man in marriage, so God builds the church and presents us to Christ in marriage. The church is the bride, and Christ is the bridegroom. Eve was the bride, and Adam was the bridegroom. I hope that you see how this all fits together. We have a great picture of this wedding in the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 19, verses 6 and 7. I'll read you a portion of these verses. "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready." The Lamb here is Jesus Christ, and the bride is the true, genuine church that God has built up, just as God built the woman, Eve. So here's what I'm calling the two golden nuggets of Genesis 2, verse 22. The word fashioned is built. God built the woman, that's first. And then second, we have the wedding march, how God brought the woman to the man. Let me say some encouraging words to today's modern women. I believe, and I submit to you, that God loves you, and that God is your creator. He made you with great care, knitting you together in your mother's womb. He constructed you and built you up. He did not make all women to look the same, just like he did not make all men to look the same. We each have our own characteristics, some tall, some short, some narrow and some wide, some with dark hair and some with light hair. In terms of skin color, some black, some white, some yellow and some brown. God is an attentive and wise builder. Very often in pastoral ministry, my wife and I have observed how denigrating women can be to their own appearance. Frankly, most often these are Christian women who disparage how God made them to be. There is low self-confidence, which leads to the contrasting of themselves with women they perceive to be more beautiful than they. And whenever we contrast ourselves to others, most often we come out on the losing side. And many of these women are married women. Their husbands are of no help. In fact, husbands, if you do not demonstrate to your wife, in word and in deed, sincerely, how much you love her just the way she is, then you will be complicit in how she disparages herself. Husbands are to love our wives and to build them up, to show our confidence in them. Are you such a woman? Do you think low of yourself? Today I want to, lovingly and graciously, challenge you to stop thinking that way. And what reason do I have to give you this challenge? It is this: God has built you. God has made you. How dare you denigrate what God has made? How dare you tear down what the Lord God has built up? And do not let the mean-spirited men in your life get away with it. If you are dating a man who insults you, is abusive to you, and who tears you down, dump him and move on with your life. If you are married to a husband who disparages you, now is the time to confront him and to call for marital counseling, some outside intervention so that he can learn how to speak to you and about you differently, in love, building you up and encouraging you. Women, within the sound of my voice, you are God's treasure. Consider Eve. Consider the challenge I am leaving with you as we enter the weekend. You men, also mark my words, and let's all ask what the Spirit of God is saying to us today, and let us all obey God. And then meet back here on Monday for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.